Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ashley of Cleveland is going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Is Taylor Swift coming to town?
Oh, my God. Her and Santa, right? Same sleigh?
What's that?
Huh?
Okay, let's play a round of Trump Tui. I totally missed what she said. Ask Jen to leave the room. We're going to start the game.
Can you leave the room, please?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Ashley.
I like this energy. Hi, Stevie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
You think Taylor's coming to town?
Maybe.
What kind of mid-answer is that?
Well.
Jen doesn't think so. I think so, and you're in the middle. Okay, that's fine. Five questions.
Could Jen's, go either way,
it
really.
Could. Jen's overall record, 1,703 victories, 451 losses. If you hand or lost 452, you know what that means. You're going to get that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. We have question number one for you. Just in time for the holidays, the Dwayne Johnson, Chris Evans holiday movie Red One is coming to home streaming on Prime Video this Thursday. Now, that means, so Dwayne Johnson is a part of two high-grossing movies this month. So Red One being one, and which is the other one? There's the timer. I'm sorry. Let's get to question number two. The Guardians announced that the annual Guards Fest, it's now going to be a tri-annual event and therefore is not happening this year. Which team from California won the World Series this year?
Oh, God. The Angels?
Let's go with question number three. Nelly, Keith Urban, James Taylor, Mary J. Blige, they're all coming to town. It's happening next year. They're smart to announce it now. Tickets go on sale this Friday for all of those shows. You can purchase the tickets. Maybe it's a great Christmas gift. Which of those artists, Nelly, Keith Urban, James Taylor, and Mary J. Blige, which of them were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year?
Is it Miss Mary?
All right, let's go with question number four. Taylor Swift showed her appreciation for her hardworking Eras Tour crew by giving out $197 million in bonuses over the past 2 years to everyone involved. I mean, this is truck drivers and caterers and dancers and musicians and production staff and so much more. Quality move. Absolutely. Which state was home to the first stop of the Eras Tour?
Oh, God. We're going to go with Florida.
Question number five. If you've ever wondered how much it costs for the huge house in the Christmas movie Home Alone and how much it would cost to fly that big family to Paris for the holidays, there's a new answer. So the house just sold for $5.25 million, and to take 15 family members to Paris, it would cost $55,000 to fly first class. Which airline did the McAllisters fly in the movie Home Alone on their trip to Paris?
I'm not even going to try.
Name any airline.
Southwest.
There we go. You never know. Maybe you will hit. At least you named one, right? All right, so we'll see how many of the five you answered correctly. Jen's going to answer those same five questions. It is Trump Tui on Star 102. Ashley of Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui, Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Producer Stevie, let Ashley know how she did.
Ashley got one.
One.
All right, Ashley.
Correct. today, Ashley. That's okay. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions. We'll see what happens. We have the limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug up for grabs. Ties no longer go to the house. There would be a tiebreaker question if it came down to that. Let's get to question number one. Just in time for the holidays, the Dwayne Johnson, Chris Evans holiday movie Red One is coming to home streaming on Prime Video this Thursday. Dwayne Johnson is a part of two high-grossing movies this month. Red One is one, and what is the other?
Moana 2.
It is Moana 2. Question number two, Guardians. They announced that the annual Guards Fest will now be a tri-annual event, therefore not happening this year. Which team from California won the World Series this year?
The Dodgers.
It is the Dodgers. Well done. Question number three. Nelly, Keith Urban, James Taylor, Mary J. Blige, they're all coming to town. They announced it yesterday. Tickets on sale this Friday. Perfect timing for Christmas. Which one of those artists, Nelly, Keith Urban, James Taylor, Mary J. Blige, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year?
Mary J. Blige.
It was Mary. Question number four. Taylor Swift showed her appreciation for her hard-working Eras Tour crew by giving out $197 million in bonuses over the past 2 years to everyone involved. This was truck drivers, caterers, dancers, musicians, production staff, and so much more. Which state was home to the first stop of the Eras Tour?
Arizona.
What city was the first stop of the Eras Tour? Have that in front of me.
I don't know.
The Glendale?
It was.
There you go. Absolutely. Arizona. Jen on a roll. Question number five. If you've ever wondered how much it costs for that massive house in Home Alone and also how much it would fly your massive family to Paris, there's breaking news. So recently the house sold for $5.25 million and to take 15 family members first class to Paris, $55,000.
Oh, is that it?
Which airline did the McAllisters fly?
Oh, I don't know.
With their trip to Paris.
Was, strangely, American.
It was!
Shut up, was it?
Yeah. Well, they didn't have Spirit then in Frontier.
Yeah, right.
A final total, Jen? What is happening?
I don't know.
Ashley won Gen 5.
Did you hear that, Ashley? She was on a roll. Oh,
sorry,
my goodness.
Ashley.
I heard.
Look at that. I mean, she got them all.
Just one of those days.
Ashley, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate that. We hope you have a great day, but you know what you need to say.
Listen
up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's begin a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Lauren of Copley is going to play. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, Tim?
Dude.
What? You sound like my kids.
Dude.
No.
Dude.
Bra. I'm doing well.
Bra. You're not feeling
No, I said I'm doing well.
Oh, you are doing well.
Good.
I wonder if the pressure is taken off of you at all, Lauren, knowing that you're getting a prize no matter how you do in the game. It's got to be a relief.
Oh, it's a relief, but I have to trump Tui. So
yeah.
Fun.
Ooh, the fire still burns.
Yes.
All right. So you'll get the Disney on Ice tickets, but as you mentioned, we're going to play the game. You're going to try to win the game. But to start it, you know how to do that. You ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Lauren.
Thank you.
She's leaving the room. Producer Stevie stays in with me. It is the Christmas edition. As you mentioned, if you do win, you can qualify for the grand prize drawing, $250 gift card to Woodhouse Spa. You deserve to be pampered. You either go to Rocky River or you go to Pinecrest, whichever location you want to go to, if that's the case. We'll see if you can get thrown to the grand prize drawing for that. Here we go. Five questions. Jen's out of the room. Producer Stevie joins me in studio to keep track of the score. We begin with Kylie Kelce. So we talked about this last week. She has a new podcast entitled Not Gonna Lie, debuted December 5th, and her first episode hit number one on Spotify and Apple charts. By the way, that is unseating the number one podcast, which I feel is always the number one podcast.
It's been the number one for a while.
Forever, which is the Joe Rogan Experience. So is Kylie Kelce married to Jason or Travis Kelce?
Jason.
Let's go with question number two. Kate Cassidy, who is Liam Payne's girlfriend of 2 years, shared a heartfelt tribute to the late singer yesterday, marking her first TikTok post since his tragic passing in October. Which song did Liam Payne release as a solo artist? It was either Strip That Down or Pillow Talk.
Strip That Down.
Question number three. Actor David Harbour knows fans are hoping for a great ending to Stranger Things, including myself. And in a new interview, has revealed that it'll be worth the wait. You gonna go Stranger Things or you're done? Stevie, couple
not.
Episodes in, then just was kind of out, right?
I just kind of forgot about it.
What is the name, speaking of Stranger Things, what is the name of the parallel dimension in the show Stranger Things?
Oh, gosh. parallel universe.
Let's go with that. Question number four. I feel like that it's just been so long. Doesn't it feel like it's been so long since we've seen that episode of Stranger Things?
I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it has.
It really
it
has.
Like pause and
yeah, and everything
still filming. I don't even know.
Question number four. Golden Globe nominations came out yesterday with Emilia Perez. They got the most nominations with 10. Wicked, as expected, got 4. Which famous singer/actress stars in Emilia Perez as Jesse Del Monte?
Oh. I don't know. Selena Gomez?
Let's go with Selena Gomez. Question number five, Mariah Carey's iconic holiday hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, has returned to the top of the Billboard Hot 100, marking its sixth annual re-entry with 38 million streams and 24 million radio airplay impressions. What other song, and it was a Christmas song, what other Christmas song did Mariah Carey also famously release alongside All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Santa Baby?
Let's go with Santa Baby. How many of the five did you answer correctly? We will find out. We're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and ask her those same five questions. We'll see how she does. Play along. See maybe how you did. It's Trump Tui on Star 102. Jen's back in the room. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui. It is a Christmas edition on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. So Lauren of Compley answered five questions a minute ago. Just for playing, she's getting that four-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse January 15th through the 19th. That's going to be a great time. Producer Stevie, how did she do?
Lauren got three.
Three correct.
Okay.
Three correct today. All right. We're going to see how Jen does. We're going to ask her the same five questions, beginning with question number one. And beginning with Kylie Kelce's new podcast entitled Not Gonna Lie. It debuted December 5th, and her first episode hit number one on Spotify and Apple charts. By the way, unseating the number one podcast, which is the Joe Rogan Experience. Is Kylie Kelce married to Jason or Travis Kelce?
She's married to Jason Kelce.
That would be the case. We go to question number two. Kate Cassidy, who is Liam Payne's girlfriend of 2 years, shared a heartfelt tribute on the late singer yesterday, making her first TikTok post since his tragic passing in October. Which song did Liam Payne release as a solo artist? It was either Strip That Down or Pillow Talk.
Strip That Down.
That's right. Question number three, actor David Harbour knows fans are hoping for a great end to Stranger Things. And in a new interview, he revealed that'll be worth the wait. Oh, thanks for all the information, David.
Why are they so sneaky about that show?
So sneak. They are.
We have no release date. We have
nothing.
We have titles nothing. Of episodes.
It'll
That's
be
it.
Worth the wait.
It better be.
We've been waiting forever.
It better be.
What is the name of the parallel dimension in Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
It is the Upside Down. Question number four, Gold Globe nominations came out yesterday, and Emilia Perez got the most nominations with 10. Wicked, as expected, got 4. Which famous singer slash actress stars in Emilia Perez as Jesse Del Monte?
Selena Gomez.
It is Selena Gomez. Question number five, Mariah Carey's iconic holiday hit. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Is that new?
Has returned. What? So people say that drives her crazy. But listen to we get those calls, you see it on social, like, oh, Mariah Carey. It's returned to the top of the Billboard Hot 100, marking its sixth annual re-entry with 38 million streams, 24 million radio airplay impressions. What other Christmas song did Mariah Carey also famously release alongside All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Oh, it's the other one.
It is the other one.
Has a longer intro. It's, Christmas time in the city.
No. Miss You Most at Christmas time.
Oh no, I don't know that.
I didn't either. I told Stevie off the air. I would not have known that. I would not have known that one. What are the final totals there, Stevie?
Lauren 3, Jen 4.
Oh, so close, no. Lauren. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hey, I've got two kids, and they're going to be so excited to go to this in January.
Disney on Ice is such a great time. We're glad that you're going, and the kiddos get to go. We're glad that you listen to the station and the Jen and Tim show. Thank you for playing Trump Tui, but you know what you need to say.
My name is Lauren, and I did not Trump Tui today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.